We begin the seated flow comfortably cross-legged with the hands resting on the knee. We're going to take the time for about 10 deep inhalations and exhalations. You can place one hand on the heart and one hand on the ribs. On the inhale, feel the ribs open. On the exhale, they close again. You can also count between 3 and 6 seconds on the inhale, and 3 to 6 seconds on the exhale. Inhale. 3, 4, 5, exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then moving the hands, interlace the fingers and lift both arms up toward the sky. Make gentle tilts to the right and then to the left while staying focused on your breath. Seek length through the spine without forcing either to the right or just enough to feel a light stretch and maintain a full expansive breath. Release the fingers, bring the hands to the shoulders and make 5 circles forward, elbows bent. Look for big expansive movements, then 5 circles backward to warm up the shoulders well. Don't forget to keep coordinating the movement with the breath. The hands come back to the knees and we're going to make 5 large circles with the pelvis. The pelvis moves from the left to the front then to the right with fluidity and always guided by the breath. Then we go for 5 circles in the other direction. The hands on the floor behind the buttocks, feet flat on the ground, knee. Make 10 movements from right to left, dropping the knees to one side and then the other. Then come onto the knees and warm up the wrists with a few circles. Right hand then left hand. And with the palms on the floor, stretch the inner side of the wrists. And on all fours come into tabletop. We'll do 5 bird dog movements, extending the right arm and left leg simultaneously to hip height, then drawing the elbow and knee toward each other. Inhale as you extend the arm and leg, exhale as you bring the knee toward the elbow. Inhale, extend, exhale, draw in. Then place the right elbow on the floor, left leg extended up toward the sky. Here, take 5 deep breaths. Come back to tabletop and do 5 bird dog movements on the other side. Left arm, right leg. Inhale, extend the arm and leg, exhale, draw the elbow and knee toward each other. We place the left knee on the floor, right leg extended up toward the sky. Again, take 5 deep breaths here. We come back to tabletop. This time place both elbows and forearms on the floor. Then lift the left leg as high as possible. And we're going to straighten the arms by pressing into the hands to lift back up while keeping the left leg in the air. And lower back down. Repeat this movement 5 times in total. Bring the elbows back to the floor, the left knee staying lifted. Then come back into child's pose for 5 deep breaths. Lengthen the back, forehead on the floor, face relaxed. Come back up into tabletop, place the elbows and forearms on the floor again, lift the right leg high, focus on your breath and again do 5 lifts and lowers of the torso. Two, three, four, five. Bring the knee back to the floor, return to tabletop and then downward facing dog. Here take 2 deep breaths. Gently pedal the feet to release the backs of the legs. Lengthen the spine well, tailbone reaching toward the sky. Then lift the left leg into three-legged dog. Keep the leg straight, try to keep the pelvis aligned and take 5 deep breaths here. Then bend the left knee, open the pelvis and stay again for 5 deep breaths. Then bring the left foot to the outside of the left hand in a low lunge and shift slightly to the right to come into a one-legged squat, left knee bent, right leg extended. Bring the hands together, interlace the fingers and lift the arms up toward the sky. And here make 5 gentle tilts to the left, keeping your balance, seeking length through the spine and maintaining a deep mindful breath. Heels on the floor if possible, or lifted if the ankles are a little stiff like mine. Then pivot to the left to return to runner's lunge, send the left leg back and up into three-legged dog. Then bring the left foot back to the floor, downward facing dog. Take a few breaths here, lengthening the spine well. And gently walk the feet toward the hands. Exhale, release. Inhale, slightly lift the torso into a half forward fold, open the heart, exhale, hands to the floor. Then slowly rise up to standing. Bring the hands together, interlace the fingers. Lift the arms up to the sky and make about 10 small sways to the right and left to stretch the side body while maintaining length through the spine and a mindful breath. We. Release the arms. Bend the left knee, catch the left foot with the left hand near the buttocks and make 5 large circles with the knee moving forward. Look for range of motion while maintaining balance and stability on the right leg. Keeping the left foot in the left hand, tip the torso forward and reach for the floor with the right hand. Stay here for 5 deep breaths. Stretch the back of the right leg as well as the left quadriceps. Release the left foot and come down into a squat to enter Malasana. Hands at the heart and here again 5 deep breaths. Elbows pressing against the knees. Pivot. Then to the right. Hands on the floor to return to tabletop. Place both elbows and forearms on the floor and lift the left leg toward the sky. Go for 5 lifts and lowers while keeping the leg well lifted. Through the arms, come back down onto the elbows. Then come rest in child's pose, 5 deep breaths. Relax the arms, relax the shoulders, lengthen the spine, forehead on the floor, face relaxed. We. Return to tabletop, elbow on the floor, lift the right leg toward the sky and here we go again for 5 lifts and lowers. Bring the knee back to the floor, tabletop and downward facing dog. 5 deep breaths here. Take the time to lengthen the spine, face completely relaxed, cheeks relaxed. Lift the right leg up toward the sky in three-legged dog, leg straight and pelvis aligned. Then bend the right knee, open the pelvis and stay here for another 5 breaths. Then step the right foot beside the right hand and shift slightly to the left to come into a one-legged squat. Right knee bent, left leg extended, hands at the heart. Interlace the fingers, lift the arms to the sky and make 5 gentle tilts of the upper body to the right. Always seeking length through the spine, steady breathing and good stability in the lower body. Hands to the floor, come back to the right into a low lunge and send the right leg back into three-legged dog. Bend the knee, open the pelvis. Bring the foot back to the floor in downward facing dog. Gently walk toward the hand, stay low, exhale and release, inhale into a half forward fold, exhale and completely release forward, then slowly roll up one vertebra at a time. Interlace the fingers, lift the arms to the sky and go for about 10 gentle tilts to the right and left. Lengthen upward, keep a strong grounding and great stability in the lower body with the breath always accompanying the movement. Bend the right knee, catch the right foot with the right hand and make 5 large circles with the knee moving forward. Seek both range of motion and stability on the left foot. Tip forward, reach for the floor with the left hand, keeping the foot in the hand and stay here for 5 deep breaths. We. Squat down to return to Malasana, hands at the heart and here again 5 deep breaths, the elbows gently pressing the knees outward. We. Sit down, hands behind the buttocks and tilt the knees from one side to the other about 10 times. Notice how you feel here. You should feel more open and supple than at the very beginning of the session. And then come to lie down on the back. Lift both straight legs up toward the sky, gently shake the legs and stay here for 5 deep breaths, feet well flexed. We. Bring the feet back to the floor, soles of the feet together, knees opening outward into reclined butterfly pose. Relax completely. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Let the knees drop to the left into a supine twist. Stay here for a few moments seeking complete release. Then, gently let the knees drop to the right side. to finish, settle into Savasana on your side for pregnant women, or on your back if that remains comfortable for you. Take the time here to stay quietly for a few moments after the session, simply present with your sensations, your breath, and this moment for yourself.